Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Fantastic Friday. That's the new coin. I'm going to coin that phrase. Fantastic Friday. It is an awesome Friday. Looking forward to the St. Paddy Day weekend. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have a guest on this morning, Tara Ekren, to talk a little bit about the Celtic Festival. I like to believe, anyway, that I got a little bit of Celtic in me, a little Gaelic. I got the high cheekbones, man. Anyway, that's going on this weekend at, over in Moorhead at the Yomcomps and at the Center Mall over there, which brings me to the question of where I'm going to park. Where am I going to park when all the festivities are going on? I kind of want to park somewhere and just walk, you know, maybe rollerblades, skateboard, something like that. But where am I going to park? We got, like, lot wars going on between Fargo and Moorhead that I just do not understand. People are like, you got city commissioners over here that are upset, folks over there that are upset, and I just don't, I don't get it. Call in, clue me in, because I thought it was a pretty good working relationship between Fargo and Moorhead, but some of the folks in Moorhead are like, no, you're going to pull businesses from Moorhead. I mean, pull business from Moorhead, dollars from over there and bring them over to Fargo. I thought it was a pretty good relationship or deal that was struck. You know, you pay Matt Bus to bus folks from over there in the Center Mall, 100 to 200 parking spots, man, and bring them over to Fargo. And so what I was thinking, especially if we're talking about workers, you know, when they're off of work, maybe they pick up something from Center Mall. Maybe they go to Vic's over there. Maybe you can have the shuttle bus like Hornbachers or something like that. It'd be a good working relationship. But apparently, no, man, it's lot wars. People are throwing fits. Anyway. Fargo Moorhead, current temps 34 beautiful degrees, but foggy. Foggy. So there are areas of fog over portions of the northern and central North Dakota. So turn your fog lights on, your headlights on. Be careful out there. Even though the temperature is pretty good, especially for March in North Dakota. I think the temperatures are awesome. But there is fog. It is very foggy out there. Areas of fog will continue to develop this morning over portions of the northern and central North Dakota into the James River Valley, with visibilities reducing to under a quarter of a mile at times. So if you're traveling along Highway 52 from the Canadian border to Minot to Jamestown and along Highway 2 between Williston and Rugby, you should remain alert for reduced visibility. Think about it. Be careful. Be safe. These conditions will improve by mid-morning. So if you're out and about and you're driving around in those areas that I mentioned, keep your lights on and just be on alert for areas of low visibility. We got a little fog going on. Tioga, Ray, Stanley, and Williston. Current temps are 27 degrees, mostly cloudy with areas of dense fog. Wind out of the northwest at 12, expecting a high around 60. How beautiful is that? That is awesome. Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Current temperatures out there, 34 degrees with fair skies. Northwest wind, 10 miles an hour, shooting for a high in the low 60s today. Here in North Dakota, in Fargo, though, in the Fargo-Moorhead area, we're shooting for a high in the low to mid 50s. So we're going to be a little cooler than the rest of the state. But, you know, that's all right. That's all right. High around 60 out in Tioga, Ray, and Stanley in the Williston area. A couple of local stories here. Fargo police are looking for a missing 14-year-old. Ariana Poitra is about 5 feet 5 inches tall, white, 140 pounds. She sometimes wears glasses, tattoos over her right hand. She was last seen March 5th wearing a purple shirt, black leggings, knee-high white socks, gold Uggs, those are boots, and a gray leather coat. She had on a black and white camouflage backpack. So if you have any information about Poitra, call local law enforcement, or you can call Fargo Police at 701-235-4493. Again, this is a missing 14-year-old girl, Ariana Lee Poitra, 5'5", white, 140 pounds, tattoos on her right hand, gold Uggs, gray leather coat, purple shirt, black leggings, knee-high white socks, 14. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And if you see her or notice her anywhere, call local law enforcement or Fargo Police, 701-235-4493. And out in Lisbon, police are also searching for a missing teen who has been missing since last Friday. So a week has gone by. They're looking for a runaway teen missing since last Friday, Alexis Lee Hildebrand, 15, of Lisbon. She may be in the Fargo-Moorhead area or the White Earth Indian Reservation area in Minnesota. So keep your eyes out for her. She is 5 feet 4, 120 pounds, blue eyes, brown hair. Police say she was wearing a blue jeans, a brown coat, brown boots with fur around the top. And if you have any info on Hildebrand, you call local law enforcement or the Lisbon Police Department, 701-683-4141. That's 701-683-4141. Lisbon Police Department, if you have seen Alexis Lynn Hildebrand. Again, she's 15, 5'4", 120 pounds, blue eyes, brown hair. So keep that in mind as you are out and about. And over the weekend, you know, if you see any of these girls, you got Ariana Lee Poitra, 5'5", white, 140 pounds. And you also have Alexis Lynn, 15, of Lisbon. And if you see them or you know anything, you have any info, call your local law enforcement. So, another story, and here, let me set the show up a bit today. As always, in the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Steve and Dustin as they preview Steve's Sports Saturday today. There's a lot going on, you know, in the area. Last night, watched Shanley girls in a rousing victory. I thought that was pretty awesome, basketball. But the hot topics in sports this week include NDSU men's basketball, UND hockey, the NCHC tournament, the MSUM Dragon basketball, North Dakota Class A basketball, and Steve and Dustin will be here at 8:49 to tell you who will join them tomorrow on their show, Steve Sports Saturday. We're keeping an eye on the world of sports right here on the flag, so stay tuned for that. Also, as I mentioned before, the Celtic Festival, we're going to be talking with Tara from over there in Moorhead. Talk about the Celtic Festival. And I love that. I like the music. I like the lore. I love the whole Gaelic theme, that sort of thing. I think it's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. In another story besides the lot wars, and I want your input on that. What do you think of all the hubbub? Pepcorn, who is a friend of mine, friend of the show, also the only conservative voice on the Fargo City Commission, I believe. He says, you know, keep Fargo workers here in Fargo. Do you agree with him? Do you agree with that? You know, keep them here. Find some parking here. If Moorhead doesn't want us over there, you know, fine. We'll keep all our tax dollars here. But here's a point, and this is going to cheese some grit across the river there. Moorhead, you know, love the folks over there, but the downtown isn't so hot. You know, you could use a little revenue. You can use an additional revenue streams, you know, that sort of thing. I would think that they would jump at any chance, you know, to bring a new revenue stream to Moorhead, to, you know, to showcase all the great things. Because there are great things over there in Moorhead. You got Usher House. You got the Yum Cumps. You got Center Mall. You know, all of that stuff. And you're kind of isolating yourself right now. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Embrace Fargo. Fargoans. Anyway, we'll be right back. Ellen Ratner, Bland Keita Cullum. News and views from the left and the right. We'll be right back right after this.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken in Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. So, I guess things are kind of heating up in the Hillary Clinton camp. and I know a lot of this is politics. I know that. But still, it's interesting to talk about. And I want to get a couple of opinions. So, again, we have Blanky the Column, Ellen Ratner, to kind of give me some common sense on a couple of these topics. I want to welcome you both to the Common Sense Club this morning.
Great to be with you, Leanne.
Hey, so, Ellen, what's on your plate this morning?
Well, I mean, obviously the Hillary Clinton is not going away, and that's why my advice would have been to ask President Obama and even the Republicans to appoint a three-person panel who are, you know, have top security clearances so they wouldn't leak, and then to turn over the server in her house. That's the only way she's going to get out of this, in my view. And I don't think she has anything to hide. I happen to be a Hillary Clinton fan. So why not just do it? She's getting bad advice.
I think she's getting
bad advice, too, Ellen. I agree with you on that. But honestly, I don't think she's going to make it.
I don't either. And I think that the Republicans...
It's only from you Republicans that she's not going to make it.
Ellen, I think she's not going to make it. And I think, I mean, here's my prediction. You're going to think I'm crazy. But, you know, I did predict 9 senators getting reelected, getting elected to the Senate. I predict that you're going to see Democrats bail on her and key Democrats bail on her as it gets too tight because they do not want a scandal-ridden candidate. And it will be very interesting. And I predict they will ask her to back down.
You know, I was reading a poll the other day that said at the top of the heap of people you don't trust, government is at the top. I think media was number 2, and then there was something else that was number 3. I don't remember. But folks really don't trust the people in Washington. And so I'm looking at this, and I'm Blanquita, I think you have a really good point, but I don't think that most of the American public pay enough attention to this stuff. Even though they don't trust the folks in Washington, they're gonna. I think you're gonna have a lot of folks gravitate toward Hillary because they're gonna see her as getting beat up by the big bad Republicans. Case in point. On Fox News, they have a story running about the Clintons' net worth and Bill Clinton, you know, having he's earning more than any past president. I mean, just gobs of money, completely counter to Hillary a couple years ago saying, you know, when we leave the White House, we're going to be basically broke. She and he are raking in the money, like over $200 million since he left office. So I guess my question would
be... But every president has that capacity. Every president has the capacity to be a multimillionaire.
The question is going to be, how did they do it? When did it start? Did it happen while she was doing it on those emails? And as a Secretary of State, was there a conflict of interest? Were any of those countries compromised? Did we compromise our national security? Where I think it's different, Leon, is that, yes, you are right. People don't know about it, but they didn't know about Nixon either. And frankly, the American people have more ways to find out about news now than they did before. Now, you and Ellen think nothing's going to happen, but I have more faith in the American people.
I do think that, and it's going to be another Barack Obama moment. They're going to find somebody, they're going to clean them up like a shiny new penny, and they're going to trot that person out. I think that the Clinton machine will not take that lion down, but I don't know, especially with some of the
polls. Well, Martin O'Malley says he's running, pretty much. I mean, he hasn't declared his race, but he says he's running.
You didn't believe me. Ellen didn't believe me. So do you think he's viable?
I don't. I think that they're going to find a comparable female candidate. That's what I think is going to happen. And I don't know where she's going to come from, but...
I don't think Elizabeth Warren. Ellen would vote for Elizabeth Warren over Hillary Clinton in a heartbeat. What is you, Ellen?
I'm not committing.
I think Warren is damaged goods too. I've seen some postings on her and some of the sound bites. Wow, have you run some of those sound bites?
What are you seeing?
Right. Well, like her stance on gun rights, things like that. I agree with it. Okay. Well, obviously, yesterday we had that conversation, and I was hoping that you could listen, you know, online, because following that, tons of North Dakotans don't agree with that, with your viewpoints on the Second Amendment protections and that sort of thing, Ellen. But I'm not going to beat up on you. You're over there in South Sudan doing an awesome thing.
Let me just tell you something. I want to go back to the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia is what it says. It does not say every Tom, Dick, and Harry can carry an AK-47.
It says the rights to the citizens to arm themselves will not be infringed upon, period.
A well-regulated militia, you're forgetting about that phrase in the good old Bill of Rights.
And, well, we're going to have, I don't want to argue, but.
Go for it. You got Ellen there. Ellen can hold her own.
Our founding fathers, and when you're looking at the intent of the law, or the intent of our Second Amendment, the intent was never to be caught unawares, never to be unarmed in the presence of clear and present danger. I don't think that they meant, you know, hey, the government will stockpile weapons, and when you need it, we will give it to you. I don't believe that that was the intent of that
then
amendment.
Then why don't we? A gun isn't going to help you when a tank or a nuke is coming in your direction, so why don't we just let Americans have tanks and nukes?
I've always said that if I could afford an A1 Abrams, I should be able to plant it on my front lawn. I'm one of those guys because I
oh
believe
my gosh,
that
you're crazy.
I am.
I have to tell you, you know, Ellen, you remember my old house in Mount Vernon? And I sold my house in Mount Vernon. It was a lovely little house, not too far from the Potomac. The house where I raised the kids, El. And I went back there about a few weeks ago. And do you know what's in front of my house in that old house?
What?
A cannon. And Ellen. Think about this. Japanese admiral that said the reason why they did not invade the homeland, the USA, was because you'd have an American behind every blade of grass with a gun. I think the best deterrent against an invasion is knowing that a ton of folks here love their Second Amendment privileges. I think that's a great thing. I don't know. We'll just agree to disagree on that. But, Ellen, hope you're safe.
I may have to go get a cannon for, you know, the toss of Golden Girls over here.
Right. Golden Girls right on the side. Ma Dukas. Thank you both for coming on, giving us a little time. You guys do the same. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club. We're going to talk a little bit about Celtic heritage on the way back.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice.
Here
is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Oh man, I'm trying to I'm thinking about the weekend. I want to show my Celtic or Gaelic pride, and I'm wondering what can I do to showcase my Celtic pride. So I brought on Tara so she could help me out with that. I heard that they're having big doings over there in Moorhead. So welcome to the Common Sense Club, Tara.
Thank you.
So and I'm teasing just a bit, but we know it's St. Patrick's Day, the St. Patrick's Day weekend anyway, so there's going to be a ton of festivities around the cities. But I was very, very happy to see what you guys are doing over there in Moorhead, so I brought you on to tell us a little bit about the Celtic Festival over there.
Yeah. We've got our 12th annual Celtic Festival going on Saturday. It's going to run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we've got all kinds of entertainment, presentations, arts and crafts, shopping, lots of great food, and just really a lot of fun stuff for the whole family.
Oh, good deal. So, and you're going to have authentic Celtic music, right?
We are. We've got we kick off the festival right away at 10 a.m. with bagpipes. We've got the Heather and Thistle Pipe and Drum Band that's going to be there. And then throughout the day, we've got Celtic dancing, Celtic music, storytelling, harp playing, all kinds of things.
So is this going to be inside the Yum Cumps, or is it going to be nice enough outside for, you know, folks to go and kind of mingle and walk around? You're going to have, like, booths set up. What's the lay of the land?
Yeah, basically it's all inside the Yum Cumps. We've got booths on every level of the building, and there's two different stages and two locations, and then different rooms that you can go to for the presentations, and then everything else kind of just scattered throughout the building.
A good deal. And for a Southern boy, I'm originally from Louisiana. and you know, I love Southern cooking, Southern food. The cuisine down there is just
mm-hmm.
awesome. So I'm thinking Celtic cuisine, food. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
What should I be prepared for when we're talking about Celtic food?
Really good stuff.
Really good. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, our menu is going to consist of corned beef and cabbage, bangers and mash. We've got Irish stew, potato and leek soup, roasted root vegetables, soda bread, and then we've also got really great desserts like scones with Devonshire cream, blueberry bread pudding with a caramel sauce. We've also got Welsh cakes and coffee, Irish coffee, hot tea, and lemonade.
Oh, hang on. I got to wipe some drool off my mic.
Right? I would come just for the food.
Oh, I am definitely coming. I like to. I could eat. I love to eat. What are bangers and mash? What is that?
That is a sausage, and then it is with like a mashed potato and sauerkraut.
Oh, wow. Any
very
gravy
good.
With that?
It's very good. I do believe it does have a gravy on it, maybe.
You had me at gravy, so there you go. And if they don't have gravy for bangers and mash, I'm going to bring a little vial of my own. I take gravy everywhere. There you go.
It's good to be prepared.
Always, always. So we're going to see guys with bagpipes. They're going to do the whole kilt thing, or is that not a Celtic thing? Is that like a Scottish?
Yes.
Oh, we will see the
yes,
the
you
kilts
will see kilts.
Oh, good deal.
Yep.
Bagpipes, kilts. It's going to be an awesome, awesome celebration. Irish coffee, scones, all of that. I love that. I thought scones was a southern thing, but apparently not.
Apparently, so, maybe that's where they got it from.
maybe. And this is going to be at the Yumcom Center. I thought I heard something about the Moorhead Center Mall. Is something going to go on over there also?
We've got a shuttle bus running between the Moorhead Center Mall and the Yumcom. So we encourage people to park on the north side of the Moorhead Center Mall and then take our shuttle bus between that and the Yumcom. They'll drop you off right at the front door.
Okay. And how long are the festivities? How long do
we are running from... Yep, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so there's programming going on at all times during the day.
Ah, good deal. Kid-friendly?
Very kid-friendly. In fact, we've got a passport that the kids can get for $2. They'll get to go around and do several craft activities that they can then take home with them, and then at the end, when they complete their passport, they get a small prize.
Oh, good deal, good deal. Okay, another question that I have. I'm trying to picture, you know, a bunch of guys in kilts and bagpipes, you know, and doing a traditional Celtic or Irish dance. So what does that look like? What am I getting into if I go there and I want to see some of that?
A lot of great footwork. They've got incredible steps. And, I'm not a dancer, so I can't really give you a good idea of what it is, but it's impressive to watch.
It is impressive to watch. Is it anything like river dancing?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit. Okay, good deal.
A little bit, yep.
Like a cross between river dancing, clogging, tapping, that sort of thing.
And you'll actually probably see a lot of that. They'll be doing some Irish and Scottish dance, and then there's also another dance group that does some traditional. And that kind of comes from different styles. So you'll see a little bit of everything with the dancing.
Got any wine or beer for the older folks or no?
We don't, no.
Okay. Okay.
Just coffee.
Because I was wondering about that also. Do we get any, like, beverages, like wine or anything like that from, you know, the Celtic traditions and that sort of thing? But maybe that's for another discussion anyway.
Right. So, wine is a big part of the Celtic cultures, but just not at our festival.
Is it now? I have to research that now because, you know.
Yeah, there's actually going to be... There's actually going to be a presentation about the art of wine. It's a tradition in Galicia.
Shut the front door.
One of the Celtic nations. So yeah.
How many nations are going to be represented at this Celtic?
There are seven Celtic nations. It's Brittany, okay. Cornwall, Galicia, Ireland, Isle of Man, Scotland, and Wales.
Are they all independent countries?
See, they are all nations. Yeah.
They're all
so
nations.
They kind of, some of them, yep, they're nations is how they're considered. So some are independent, some are part of other areas.
All right. I will be there. I'll have the Francis family in tow. I'm wondering,
nice.
They are really big with the plaids, right? There's like a theme or something. Your family's heritage is represented in your plaids or something to that effect. Am
correct.
I correct
yep.
on that? Okay.
Yep, it's a tartan, and that pattern varies between the different clans and the different families.
I wonder what the Francis clan would be. Are you guys going to have a booth set up, you know, with the whole, this is the Francis, I mean, well, the name, and this is the clan, and this is the plaid that they wear, and that sort of thing?
We've got a couple of different clans that come, and then we've also got a presentation on genealogy that can kind of give you a little bit of information as to how to kind of find all of that stuff out.
Good deal. Give us a time and place and all that again.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the YumCon Center in Moorhead.
Good deal. And if you guys and gals like Celtic music, and I do, and you're thinking about bagpipes and kilts and good food and a good time for the whole family, this is where you want to be. You want to be at the 12th Annual Celtic Festival in Moorhead, Minnesota, from 10 o'clock. They're going to open the doors 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. You're going to have food. You're going to have music. You're going to have dancing. You're going to have all sorts of booths over there at the YumCon. If you feel like walking, I guess that would be fine. I think we're going to have really good weather. But you can also park at the Moorhead Center Mall, and you guys will shuttle folks over to the YumCon. Correct?
Yes.
Good deal.
And admission to the festival is free.
Oh, wow. See, you got to leave
with
that.
The whole family can get in for free.
For free. That is my favorite price right there. You had me at zero. Anyway, thank you. Anything else you want to leave us with?
I think that's about it. We're really excited for the event and invite everyone to come out and check it out.
Good deal. You'll know me if I show up. I'll be the black guy with the kilts on and the ankle socks. So.
Nice. I will look
nice.
For you.
Thanks, Tara.
Thank you.
I cannot wait, man. It is going to be a great St. Paddy's Day weekend. I can feel it. We're going to have good weather. You're going to have the Celtic Festival going on over there. Celebrate the Celtic Nations. It's a free event. It's free for the whole family. And I think it's going to be pretty awesome. I've never seen Celtic dance before. Don't think I've ever had bangers and mash or anything like that. Love scones. So I'm definitely going to go have some coffee, a couple scones, watch some dancing, because I have no clue what that's going to look like. But I think it's going to be pretty awesome. Up next segment, we're going to have Steve Sports Saturday's preview, as we do every Friday. Steve Hallstrom, Dustin Moore, both going to be in the hot seat telling us what's going on this weekend. All the hot topics in sports this week include NDSU men's basketball, UND hockey, and the NCHC tournament. We're also going to have some Dragon basketball, North Dakota Class A basketball, and Steve and Dustin will be here to talk to you and tell you who's going to join them tomorrow on Steve's Sports Saturday. That's all your sports right here every Friday. How cool is that? And I'm thinking, so when we had Tara on and we were talking about, you know, the different cultures, different nations, and I'm reading here, seven nations will be represented there. Brittany, Cornwall, I'm going to butcher that. Ireland, Isle of Man, Scotland, and Wales. I'm looking at that, and I could pronounce it in my head, but it's trying to come out of these southern lips. It ain't happening, man. Just ain't happening. They're going to have boots, bagpipes, music, activities, Celtic food, all of that great, great stuff. I was over at Hennessy's, I think about a month ago, and they had this really cool Celtic band over there. And, wow, they really got the place jumping. So if you like Celtic music, I would highly encourage you to – and it's going to be St. Paddy's Day weekend. So it's going to be fun, man, really, really fun. Now, want to talk a little bit, and of course you can park at the Moorhead Center Mall – and they will shuttle you. They will shuttle you over to the YumCon Center, which is awesome in itself. You got a big Viking ship, so there you go. What's not to love about that? But it kind of makes me think again about, you know, the lot wars that's going on between Fargo in Moorhead. What's up with that, man? We'll be right back with Steve Ostrom, Dustin Moore, with Steve Sports Saturday, all the hot topics in sports. You'll get them right here, and then you're going to get them tomorrow on the show, Steve Sports Saturday. Stay tuned.
Did you know MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation? That is quite an honor, folks. And you know what? It's for good reason. This pillow is unbelievable. It adjusts to any sleep position. It does that with a very unique patented interlocking fill system. It also stays cool. There's no tossing or turning. Talked to one guy who said, you know, I used to have a pillow on the floor and swap it out every time I'd wake up from my pillow being too hot. Now I got the pillow you got, Scott, and the thing is unbelievable. It stays cool all night long. That's right. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. And the bottom line is it will not go flat. There's a 10-year warranty to back it up. 60-night money-back guarantee. That's how much we know you're going to love it. 2-for-1 pillow right now on the original classic deal to celebrate the official National Sleep Foundation pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and take advantage of that half-price deal. But hurry, hurry, hurry. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. You need to know what's hot in area sports. Well, there's an app for that. Well, no, not an app, but there's a team for that. And the team that we have here at the flag is Dustin Moore, Steve Halstrom, Steve Sports Saturday. Anything you need to know about area sports, these are the guys to go to. So you're going to give us a little preview of Steve Sports Saturday, right?
We'd be glad to, Leon. Thanks for having us in, my man.
Not a problem.
This is a great time of year. We're really getting into the best of the winter sports season as we reach the state tournaments. And we actually had a couple of state tournaments, wrestling and hockey, on the North Dakota side and on the Minnesota side as well, that have already taken place. And now we're getting into the heat of the basketball playoffs. And so it's a lot of fun. I was up at the Fargo Dome last night and checked out some of the Class A action. The Davies boys and girls played the Turtle Mountain Belcourt boys and girls last night. It wasn't supposed to be a doubleheader, but it worked that way with the pairings and the brackets. And the boys were victorious, and the girls were not. So congrats to the Turtle Mountain teams. I know we've got some listeners out in the western part of the state, and you can be proud if you're a Belcourt Turtle Mountain fan. Those teams play good, hard basketball, and played really gritty last night. So fun to have the state tournaments, D, rolling around, and whenever they come to Fargo, it's easy to get up there and check them out. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the last few weeks have been a lot of fun, just tournament action all throughout February and March, and it's a good time. There's lots of other action going on in sports as well. NFL free agency has just been crazy. I think the Eagles maybe picked up another running back. There was a really fun tweet that I had seen going around. A couple of people have been ripping it off, but a month ago their running back was LeSean McCoy. A week ago, Frank Gore. A day ago, Ryan Matthews. An hour ago, DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, that's right.
So a lot of fun there. Vikings very, very quiet. Their big free agent signing, Sean Hill, quarterback, who I think they've had before. So very quiet on the Vikings front, but we'll update that as well. We'll update all of the four big major ones. The Wild, the Twins, who are in spring training. The Wild have just a brutal schedule coming up, but really good to see how they're going to end up into that playoff stretch. Anaheim, best team in the league. St. Louis tomorrow, then next Saturday. In between there, they get Nashville and Washington. So some really good competition heading into the playoffs. And, of course, we're watching college hockey. NCHC tournament underway. UND against Colorado College tonight. The Big Ten picture is going to come clear after this weekend. They haven't started their tournament yet, but Michigan against Michigan State and Minnesota against Penn State, all those teams within 3 points of each other for the Big Ten title going into their tournament. So lots of hockey going on. Fargo Force in action this weekend. They're home, and there's a lot to talk about. We're going to do it tomorrow.
And this is the time of year, if you're a college basketball fan, this is about as good as it gets, and we will have a lot of content tomorrow morning, 9 to 11 a.m. right here on AM 1100. We'll be visiting with Dave Richmond, NDSU men's basketball coach. Dave, in his first year at the helm of NDSU, ho-hum, just goes ahead and wins the Coach of the Year award in the league and takes his team to the big dance. So we'll visit with Dave about that. Also, Kerry Miller from the Bleacher Report will talk a little bracketology. Who makes a tournament? Who doesn't? Who are some of the teams right on the bubble going into the last? Actually, as we visit about it tomorrow, it'll be kind of the last day of games that really can make or break your tournament entry if you're a college basketball team. So a lot to talk about tomorrow. We'll talk some high school basketball as well. I've got a call into Kyle Card at Oak Grove High School, hoping to visit with him. The Grovers won the Class B Region 1 tournament down in Wahpeton a couple of nights ago. And there's a lot of, as I said, Class A basketball action, too. So we'll catch you up on all of that tomorrow morning on the show. Can't wait.
Good deal, good deal. So if I was a betting guy, or if you guys were betting guys, who would you have in the UND hockey matchup?
I'm not picking you. I'm not picking anybody to beat UND. They are rock solid this year. Yep. They're as good a pick as any to win it all this year. Now, with hockey, we all know, Dustin, that the best team doesn't always win, and the puck luck has to be on your side as well.
Right.
But they've been really solid all year long. In past years, they've been kind of up and down, peaking at the right time. This year, they've been really solid the whole year long. I think that does you well in a playoff-type situation.
Unlike last year, they don't have to win their tournament this year to get in. They're in regardless, just based on what they've done during the regular season. Now, the Gophers, on the other hand, they're kind of on the bubble in between 14, 15, 16 in the pair-wise, and if they don't have a good showing this weekend and then leading into the Big Ten tournament, they're not guaranteed anything if they don't go ahead and win that Big Ten tournament. So UND in a very good position this year. Doesn't really matter, ultimately, ultimately how they do in the tournament, but I wouldn't pick against them either.
Good deal. And Dave must have a perma smile on his face. Coach Dave with the boys basketball, holy buckets, man. Like you said, 1 year in, and here you are. You're at the dance, and you guys have an awesome, awesome team. Cannot wait to hear that interview.
So. And nobody saw this coming. They were picked fifth in the preseason poll. They had lost most of their scoring and virtually all of their rebounding from last year. And all they've done is just exceeded expectations along the way. Just a gritty team that just believes that they're going to find a way to win. And a lot of that is a reflection on Dave. He's one of those guys, he's got a little edge to him. Great guy, but he can get in your face once in a while, and sometimes you need that as a competitor. He's done a really good job with that team.
Who's the kid, MVP?
Lawrence Alexander.
I was trying to. What's your take on that guy?
Well, I said a couple of weeks ago that after he was named the most valuable player in the conference, I said, I'll tell you something else. He's the most improved player in the conference.
Right.
He showed flashes last year, had a huge basket against Oklahoma to force overtime in the NCAA tournament when they staged that first round upset. But he was not a guy that was expected to be as dominant as he was, but he worked so hard on his shot and his confidence, and he's been absolutely phenomenal for this team and just a great kid.
Oh, yeah, man. I cannot wait. It's exciting to watch that. Stay tuned for What's On Your Mind, Scott and Todd, right after this break.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.